God has given thee, part 2, Acts 27, 27 to 44. You recall last week, we began our message by saying that life can be fraught with danger and the storms of life can come anytime and threaten our peace. The weather was okay before we would come, and halfway in the service is pitter-patter, very heavy storm it seemed outside. We thank the Lord for His keeping and His enabling to His people. And we said that it is by walking close to God and trusting in the care of God that we find strength to go through the storms of life. And the Lord wants us to know that this difficult circumstances can come upon God's people anytime. God did not promise when He saved us that life will be without danger, smooth sailing, but He promised us His presence with us. And oftentimes, believers can testify that it is through the dangers of life, the difficult circumstances that confronts the people of God, that we prove our God faithful. You recall we were studying the book of Exodus, and the Israelites were tremendously blessed with the parting of the Red Sea to have a safe passage across on dry land out of Egypt. The chasing chariots of the Egyptian army fast closing in upon them was no match for the water that came receding back onto the dry land after the Israelites crossed the Red Sea. And 3 days into the journey, what happened? There was no water. And for a nation to have no water, well, we understand we are a small nation state. To have no water is indeed a danger sign. And how, you know, the only water source that they had was poisoned, polluted. What did they do? Well, they call out to God. Yes, they sought God to help them. And the Lord indeed helped them. The Lord provided for them sweet water out of bitter water. But 45 days later, they ran out of food. At first, it was a water problem. Then it was a food shortage. They were in the middle of the wilderness. Where to find food? Well, God was testing them. You see, the God who brought them out through the Red Sea and promised them that they would reach the promised land, would they not supply the needful help, nourishment that they need daily? Of course He will. And, you know, the people of God had to learn how to trust God to take care of them. And we, on that journey of life, have to learn how to trust God through the various circumstances in life. Right? God is faithful. Right? What did God do? Well, God rained manna from heaven for them. Morning, there is heavenly food, and evening, God brought quail for them. And so, you see how God was so faithful to help His people. Right? We are on this study of the Acts of the Apostles, the life of the Apostle Paul in his missionary conquest. And we are almost at the end of his third missionary journey, and we follow him out at sea, very close to a shipwreck. He was in great danger, as we saw last week. He was on board a ship, and suddenly they were faced with stormy weather, hurricane, powerful wind that came sweeping upon the ship. But the Lord said to the Apostle Paul, as we have learned earlier, that he would be going to Rome. Acts 23:11, you recall. And the night followed, the Lord stood by him, the Apostle Paul, and said, "Be of good cheer, Paul, for as thou hast testified of me in Jerusalem, so must thou bear witness also at Rome." You see, a man of God who walks in close communion with God finds wisdom, communion with God on a moment-by-moment, daily basis. You can see this every time you read of the words in red, the Lord Jesus Christ speaking to the Apostle Paul to comfort him, to direct him, to protect him, to show him the way in life. And for us today, you said, where are the red words to guide us? How is the Lord speaking to us? Well, the Lord speaks to us through His Word. As we spend time with God in prayer and in the devotional study of His Word on a habitual, regular basis, that's how we draw nigh to God and learn of the will of God daily to guide our lives. And God wants us to develop that strong relationship, that communion with God. On the 22nd of December, we are going to meet in for a family day devotion for that time. Would be our on building a strong foundation for our devotional life, so that when we go through life, difficulties, afflictions that would come our way, we are equipped. We know how to handle all this that would come to us. And for the Apostle Paul, he was indeed able to see God was with him to help him, to strengthen him. And we follow him in our in his journey on the boat. You recall they were moving along in the boat on the way to Rome. And that journey is 400, 500 kilometers long. And it is, you know, traveling in those days were on sailboats. They don't have a steam engine. It was not invented yet. And so traveling depended on the wind, the weather. If the wind is good, well, they can make good distance for the day. But if there is a storm, there is a hurricane, well, they can be blown off course. And this was what happened for the Apostle Paul. Their boat was blown off course. And so as you study his journey, you'll be asking yourself, how is God's purpose going to be accomplished? With all these obstacles, with all these setbacks that has come, what can we do? How can we continue that journey? Well, for the Apostle Paul, that danger was very, very real. He was on board a ship, and it was stormy weather. As we said before, if you have gone to the sea, you would know how stormy weather is not fun and games. The two thoughts that we saw last week, you remember? Danger and deliverance. Well, these are the same two thoughts that will permeate through our texts today. And verse 27 of our text tells us we left off where we were last week. But when the 14th night was come, so they were on the sea for 14 days, right? And they were driven by the wind, by the hurricane, and it was for a long time, danger, and you know, as we were saying last week, if you have gone on a trip out to the sea, you know what it means to be in danger. I was out on a fishing trip, and there was a storm that came, and we were unable to run in time. So we see the winds blowing, not enough time to hoist the anchor and to move the boat away from the storm. The storm just came upon us, and the only thing we could do was to make sure that the anchor is secure in the best way we know possible, then let down the curtains and stay inside the little boat. As it rocks, the rain comes, the wind battles the ship. We await, as it were, our fate, as it were, you know, what is going to happen to us. Right? But for the people of God, we know, right, that God is with us through every danger, through every difficulty. Right? And here our text tells us that, well, they saw some land after 2 weeks. Okay? They were out in the open sea, and there was no visibility, as it were, in the stormy weather. But they began to see some land. Right? They drew near some country, our text tells us in verse 27. And verse 28 tells us that they sounded and found it 20 fathoms. What did they do? Well, they were checking the depth of the seabed. Today, what we do is that we have this equipment called the echo sounder. The echo sounder, once you turn on, you'll be able to see what's beneath you on the boat. You know the depth. They will give you a reading of the depth. And in those times, well, they have their own way of detecting where they are. So they are moving from deep sea, as it were, toward calmer sea, as it were, nearer to land. Okay, so here we are seeing that there is that movement, and they sounded again and found 15 fathoms, right? 20 fathoms, 120 feet. Right, so quite deep, in fact, very deep. Right? When you go fishing out in the sea, 30 feet, 50 feet out in the sea around Singapore, it's already quite deep. Right? But here we are talking about 120 feet. Imagine the rope that you need for the anchor in order to secure the boat. Very difficult. And if you have a big boat, well, it's even tougher. And so what they are saying is that they are moving towards shallower waters. Okay? And then fearing lest they should have fallen upon rocks. Now, you know, when you move nearer land, okay, there is always the danger of rocks that lines itself near the shore to shipwreck boats. So you would have lighthouses that are built in order to warn the sailors of the danger that they are in the sea. Here, what they did not have is any indication for safety. But they knew, right, as experienced fishermen. The word or experienced shipmen. These are the word there means they are the sailors, the people who are mending the boats. Right? They knew that they are moving nearer, and they were afraid that they may drift too quickly and they may hit a rock. Right, that would destroy the ship. And indeed, later on, they did hit some rock that would wreck the ship. Right, they had a shipwreck. But before that, before that time, right, they cast out four anchors out of the stern, right, and waited. It was night time. So they were waiting for the day to come, right? The text says, then verse 29, fearing lest we should have fallen upon rocks, they cast four anchors out of the stern and wished for the day. So they were waiting, and for the Apostle Paul, I believe he was praying, and he was praying that the Lord would be very gracious to keep all of them. Right? And you know earlier, we said earlier that the Apostle Paul did receive the message from the angel of the Lord who told him that none of the lives would be lost. Right? Our text tells us there were more than 200 316, 276. One score is 20, three score is 60. So, and 16, 276 lives on board that ship. So, that ship is not small, big, quite a big vessel. And we said that during those time, these are cargo ships. Okay, they did not have these cruise liners that we have today, you huge ones to carry passengers, but in those days they travel on cargo ship. That's why later on you see that they would have to lighten their cargo, okay, in order that the ship may be able to maneuver the ship better. So our text tells us in the first few verses of the danger that they were facing, right, out there in the sea. So for the Apostle Paul, he must be asking, or would he be asking, would I make it to Rome, or would I perish beneath the seabed? Is this going to be the end for me? Right, for the people of God, you find that, you know, you have God with you. You have that assurance in your heart that whatever befalls you, the Lord will not do you harm. The Lord will work out good for your life as you seek to follow Him, as you seek to walk with Him. The Lord will be with you. And verse 30 of our text tells us, as the shipmen were about to flee out of the ship when they had let down the boat into the sea, under color, as though they have cast anchors out of the four ship. The sailors decided to run for their lives. Right? They figured that if they managed to lower the rescue boat and they managed to escape, then they would be able to save their own skin, right? And this was what is that was happening, you know, in the pretext, right, of trying to cast out anchors. That's the meaning of the word under color. Right? They were doing some shady things so that, you know, they would not be found out. Their true intention would not be revealed. And what they were doing is that they were trying to escape, trying to get away. So if they escape, then there will be no sailors to mend the boat. Then everyone would really be in danger. And verse And verse 31 tells us a very interesting development. Right? Paul said to the centurion and to the soldiers, "Except these abide in the ship, ye cannot be saved." How did he know that these sailors were trying to escape? Trying to save their own skin? Trying to lower the rescue boat and run for their own lives? Well, God must be with him. And God must have prompted him through his spirit to let him know the plot, the plan of the fearful sailors. So Paul somehow, you said, knew what was going on, the plot that was hatched was thwarted, because Paul straight away went to the centurion. Who was the centurion? You remember, he is the man who is under the authority of Caesar to bring Paul safely to Rome so that he can stand trial there for the Lord. Well, the Lord's purpose is that he would be going there to bring the gospel to the people in Rome. And this centurion gave the orders to the soldiers, cut off the ropes of the boat and let her fall off. So they said, cut off the lifeline. If you are going to escape, we are all going to escape together. We are not going to just let, a few escape and the rest perished in the waters. And later on, you would see also another event where the ship was about to be wrecked, and it was danger, and the order or the suggestion was given to the centurion, kill all the prisoners. If not, they will escape. Right, but you would notice later how the Lord was with the man Paul, how he somehow received favor from this centurion. This centurion man somehow had favor with the Apostle Paul to hearken to his words. This is the first time. Later on, he would listen again to Paul, and he would not, he would not kill the prisoners, but let them escape. Yeah, and we said that if you are someone who would be close to God, who would follow the Lord, obey His word, obey His commandments, God will surely be with you to guide you through life. Right? Turn with me to Proverbs chapter 3, verses 1 to 4. Right? This is what you will see there, how we can prepare ourselves for the dangers of life. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 1 to 4. The words of Solomon. Solomon says, "My son, forget not my law. Let thy heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the tables of thy heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and men." This is the life of and testimony of the Apostle Paul. God was with him. The God of heaven was for him because he was on mission for his law. And do you know that your life on earth is not by any chance or any accident, but the Lord had wonderfully and gloriously made you as His instrument of righteousness, as His instrument of witness to to a dying world, and you know, no harm, no danger can come to you easily, right, without the Lord's permission, and that you are special in the sight of God. Well, the Lord wants us to know we are that special, and that we are in the sight of God as the apple, the Bible says, of His eye. And so you see here, that this man, Paul, he was someone who was living very close to God. And what did he do during that time? Well, he thwarted the plan of the sailors. Then the next thing he did, right, was that he began to eat. Okay, they haven't been eating for 14 days. Okay, our text tells us in verse 35, right, when he had tasked, or verse 34, wherefore, or verse 33, while the day was coming on, Paul besought them all to take meat, saying, this day is the 14th day that ye have tarried and continued fasting and taken nothing. So he was given even the wisdom from God to be able to know it's time to eat. Of course, when you're hungry, but if you're tossing in the sea, you know, if you're out in the sea, you get seasick, right? You get wobbly. And you know, you can't, eating is not a, it can be tough, difficult, right? Those of you who have gone out to sea, you know. But you know also that you need to eat, right? And God gave to this man the wisdom, right, to pray, give thanks, and then eat. And so when he did that, he prayed, he gave thanks, and he adds, the other people also followed him. While I prayed and took some meat, for this is for your health, he says, he tells the other people to eat also, for there shall not an hair fall from the head of any one of you. Wow, what great insight this man has concerning life. How did he know? Well, the Lord must be with him. He was very close to God. The Lord tells us in His Word. We were studying with our youths yesterday concerning the destruction of economic Babylon. This one world system that is going to be destroyed by God in 1 hour. You know, and the whole world, the merchants of the world, was looking and wailing at the destruction that came suddenly. And we were saying that it's just like during the days of Lot. God told Abraham that judgment is coming. Sodom and Gomorrah, its sin have reached its fullness. And God is going to judge the world. And so here we were mentioning, right, how there are those who are just not aware of what is going on around us. Like the Lot, who was trying to make a gain for himself. We said that yesterday, that, you know, to our youth, this is a message for the Lots of the last days, who will not set their affection on things above, but are partakers of the things on earth, to their dismay and regretful loss. We use the illustration of the frog being cooked in slow boiling water. The frog is cold-blooded, so cannot tell. Cannot tell that the temperature is increasing until it was cooked. And so the Lord tells us, give to us warning out of His Word, what He is going to do to this world. This world is not our home. It's prepared for judgment. And we said, no, we are at chapter 18. Chapter 16 tells us that, you know, all the islands will fled away. There will be one great earthquake that came. that would come that would destroy all of the islands. And so, you know, it behooves us to think, what are we doing with our lives? Are we building for ourselves, as it were, sand castles in the air of this earth? Well, we are going to be disappointed. But for the Apostle Paul, he knew what God was doing for him and his life. And in that moment of danger, he was able to eat, right? Give thanks, eat, and ask the others also to eat. And then what happened? Our text tells us that they managed to eat the bread, and then they managed to unload all their unneeded stuff that would be a danger to their well-being, okay, in the tossing boat. Right? Verse 36 of our text says, they all were of good cheer, and they took the meat, and they were encouraged, and then the Lord prepared them, as it were, to evacuate the ship. So they had eaten, and then the storm came. They were moving near in between two islands, and then our text tells us that they managed to pull up the rudders or put on the mainsail, verse 40, right, and allow the ship to be maneuvered nearer to the land. Okay? And that was what they did, right, towards the narrow point where they almost reached land. They hit a rock, and the boat sunk. But our text tells us that they were prepared. The centurion would not kill any one of them, but allow all of them to escape. So they all jump into the sea, managed to take hold of something floating in the water, and they all managed to escape. Verse 44 of our text says, and the rest, some on boards and some broken pieces of ship, it came to pass, they all escaped, saved to land. That is the testimony of God's people. When you have the Lord with you, God instructs you, guides you through the pathways of life. And we thank the Lord for showing to us that if you have God with you, then your journey through life will be indeed a safe one. He will protect you and see you through. Let us pray. Father, we thank Thee for Thy word. Thank Thee for showing us how we can go through life with Thee helping us, undergirding us through the experience of the Apostle Paul. Lord, may Thou strengthen our hearts, and may we endeavor to keep close to Thee. By Thy mercy and grace, strengthen Thy people. This I pray with thanksgiving, in Jesus' name. Amen.